Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is the Coffee and Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and it is January the 25th, 2016. As the old Pointer Sisters song used to go, hey, where did the time go? Let me tell you, is this month of the new year flying by or what? Can you believe that we're almost done with January? Hey, to everybody that is in the snow, all of our New York friends and listeners and all across the snowy areas, brr, stay safe, wrap up, you know, warm, stay inside if you can. If you have to be out, don't forget that you're going to need, you know, to double up and double up the kids and make sure that you take care of the animals. So if you see an animal out there and he's homeless, please call your local shelter to tell them to come and pick them up. You see some horses out there that are not covered up, again, please call the animal shelter and do the right thing because we can't forget about them. If you can, put a little thing of water out for all the birds that forgot to fly south for the winter, and let's just try to make everybody as comfortable and stay as positive as we all can. All right, then. Did you catch a movie this weekend? As they say, if you caught one of these top 10 movies, then you were in the loop. Let's see. Number one, The Revenant. That one made, it looks like, over a little bit over $16 million. Now, remember, all these movie estimations are just for the box office, top 10 box office weekend. These are all just an estimation. And, of course, allegedly, if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry in advance, all right? So that was number one. Number two, now, it was three last week, and it became two this week because, you know, us Star Wars fans, what can I say? Number two, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Of course, that one made just a little bit over $14 million just for this weekend alone. Number three this weekend, Ride Along 2. Of course, that is the new Kevin Hart Ice Cube movie. That one made just about $13 million. Three this weekend. Three this weekend. Number one last week. So 2-point drop for the new Ice Cube movie there. Number four, first week out in the running, of course, Dirty Grandpa. That one made a little bit over $11.5 million in Dirty Grandpa. Of course, our Robert De Niro, Zac Efron. Now, you can't go wrong with either one because both of them, actually, you know, Zac Efron's a pretty good actor, and he's actually very easy on the eyes. And what can we say about De Niro? We all know that he's fabulous at everything he does. So, Dirty Grandpa there. Looks like a lot of fun. Number five, The Boy, 2016. That one made a little bit over $11 million there. Number six, The Fifth Wave. That one made just about $11 million. Number seven, 13 Hours. Yes, it is. Now, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. That one made just about $10 million. It's number seven this week, but last week, it was number four, and, of course, that is the new Michael Bay film there. Number eight, Daddy's Home. That one made a little bit over $5 million. Number nine, Norm of the North. That one made just a smidget over $4 million. And number 10, The Big Short. That one made a little bit over $3.5 million, so not bad at all. So if you saw any of those top 10 movies, as they say, baby, you were in the loop. Okay, moving on to some Hollywood gossip here. This is just Hollywood fun gossip stuff because it's that, you know, a G-rated show. Here, let's see. I don't know if it's true or not, but first of all, I love her, Katy Perry. Isn't she adorable? Sometimes pink hair, sometimes blue hair, sometimes green hair. I don't know. She just seems very positive. I like her style. She's a lot of fun. Anyway, is it true? Katy Perry, I'm just reading from the headlines. Never met Katy Perry. Is it true? Is Katy Perry dating Orlando Bloom? I do not know. I think if there are, would they make an adorable couple? But you know what? Anytime you have a celebrity and they're in a photo with another celebrity, or they're seen in the vicinity, let's just say 20 miles apart from one another, then somebody's got to be dating somebody who's dating somebody who knows somebody that knew somebody, and they can say, yeah, they're dating. So anyway, I'm just going to say fun Hollywood gossip. Do I believe it's true? Nope. But it sure is fun. They're an adorable couple if they are. All right, moving on to Keisha Knight. Yes, Miss Keisha Knight got married. Now, do you remember the old Bill Cosby show? Okay, do you remember the cute, adorable little Rudy? Well, Rudy's all grown up. Rudy is absolutely gorgeous. Well, ta-da, Miss Rudy, she got married to Ann Hartwell. So congratulations to, we all know her as Rudy, cutie from the old TV Cosby show. Now, she don't have nothing to do with the Bill Cosby stuff that's going on, so let's just skip over that. The show was on. It was a cute show. We all loved the show. It was cute. Now, this controversy was one of the actors on the show were separated because the show was cute. Okay, but anyway, Keisha Knightley, congratulations, my love. You look gorgeous. And there you have it right there. All right, moving on to some more Hollywood gossip. But this one, I suspect, is probably true. I have never met the star either. However, do you remember the old, the Centerfold show with the Hugh Hefner and the three girls? I don't remember the name of the show, nor do I care. Anyway, but the talents on the show, one of the stars on the show, Holly Madison, well, Miss Madison is expecting a little bundle of joy. And what can I say? She is pregnant. This will be her second baby. Oh, the old TV show was called The Girls Next Door. Remember, it was three girls and half the other two. I don't know where they are. And one of them has her own TV show now. I just can't think of the name. But anyway, she's pregnant. And I say congratulations to her and Holly Madison, of course. She was one of the beautiful, beautiful past centerfolds for the Playboy magazine. And, that was back in the day. But now here she is. She's still gorgeous, still famous. What can I say? There, she's going to have another child right there. So moving on to that news. All right, and our condolences go out to, of course, we all know that Celine Dion's husband passed away a couple of weeks ago, which is very, very sad. He passed away of cancer. And also, did you know from what I have read that also one of Celine Dion's brothers also passed away? So I thought that was very, extremely sad. So she has her husband gone, her brother gone. Remember, Celine Dion has a huge, huge family. You know, what I should say, a huge family, a lot of sisters and brothers. So one of them also passed away just, I believe, about a week after her husband. So that's a lot for anybody, celebrity or mom, dad, across the world, a lot for anybody to have to go to. And I did meet Celine Dion just once at a concert, and she was absolutely adorable. She was so kind and so nice. So they're just putting that out there. Very, very sad. Okay, moving on to Lynn's doggy tales. Well, it's been a while since I've talked to you, and what can I say? How are my doggies doing? Well, the little mutts are doing just fine, and I absolutely love them all. And what can I say? One of them goes outside, and he's sitting there, and he sees a little, I don't know what that thing is, a possum, a squirrel, a prairie dog, a beaver. For all I know, it could have been a walrus, but it's a little thing that kind of looks like a squirrel, something brown with a big fat tail. And he sits up, a lemur, I don't know, because I don't know my little animals, but I know he was part of the rodent family. Anyway, he looks at the dog looks at him, and they have a stare. And my little dog is just staring. And this little furry creature, whatever the other thing is, he's not moving because he's like, yeah, bring it on. And then up goes my dog. A little thing ran down some little hole and round the fence or something, and he was just looking. But he did get away, and I was glad. But I thought to myself, you better run, fool, before you end up getting beat up by a little chihuahua-looking mutt. So anyway, where's my dog? Well, he's still outside, and he's just staring at that hole. And obviously, the thing isn't going to come back out. He's actually further down, as you can see him clear outside the fence looking back. But does my little chihuahua see him? No, he's still staring at the hole. And I keep saying, look that way, look that way, trying to move his head so he can at least have enough sense to look. Nope. He's just staring at the hole. So is my dog happy this morning? He's a happy camper. What can I say? Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Thanks for being loyal. I know we've been getting on late for the last couple of weeks, but it's a new day now. So it's a new dance, and we're on time today. And everybody, you be on time. And let me tell you, you know the kids are out there, so slow down on the road. Why is everybody going around in the illegal lane on the left-hand side, and they know they shouldn't be going on the left-hand side? I don't get it. Just to be at the next light right in front of somebody else doesn't make much sense to me. But, you know, you do your thing, I guess. But what can I say? Much love, much peace, be kind, be positive, be productive. What are you doing to make the world a better place? And, you know, just make it a great, great day out there. And everybody, Coffee Chatter, of course, is closed in the month of January, but we come back strong in the spring. And check us out at www.coffeechatter.net. And what can I say? Much peace, much love, be kind, and please slow down on the road. You know the kids are out there on their skateboards at 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. You know that the animals are out. People, please stay and neuter your dog. If you're in California, don't forget to contact the Sam Simon Foundation. Check them out, their website, if you need help with spay and neutering. See if they can help you out there. And don't forget Actors and Others for Animals. And if you need animals spayed or neutered, please contact your local vet. They usually know some organizations, or your local humane society will know some organizations that can probably help you, you know, with the cost of those spay and neutering. All right, everybody, have a great day, and I will talk to you next Monday morning. Take it easy, and don't forget to grab yourself your favorite cup of coffee chat each and every Monday morning at 7 p.m. Bye-bye.